With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nebraska's Supreme Court has ruled that people with felony records can register to vote and cast ballots in next month's presidential election.
In August, the state's high court heard arguments on a lawsuit challenging a decision by Nebraska's top election officials to ignore a new state law that restores the voting rights of those convicted of a felony. The state attorney general had said in July that the new law was unconstitutional, and Secretary of State Bob Evnen ordered county election officials not to register those with felony convictions for the November election. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of several Nebraska residents with felonies, but a decision affects some 7,000 people. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, officials in two states hit hard by hurricanes Helene and Milton say they're making good progress in recovery efforts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We've now had over 4 million accounts restored to power since Hurricane Milton came. That is the fastest that's ever been done for that many accounts.
In North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper also delivered a positive update.
Power outages are now a little under 13,000, down from a million at the beginning. Closed roads are at 580, down from about 1,200.
Despite the progress, tens of thousands of students in the Southeast are dealing with school disruptions. Some districts have no idea when they will reopen. Unveiling a new victory war plan against Russia today, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he wants NATO to invite his country to join the alliance before the war ends. It's a step refused so far by Western allies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Philippines president has signed a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians are expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law among the vast Christian population there. One pastor in Cebu City tells ICC, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but he's worried about creating a legal divide or misunderstanding between different faiths." This is SRN News. An increasing shift toward electric vehicles globally, especially in China, is poised to disrupt the global oil market.
That's according to a new report by the International Energy Agency. In recent years, China has accounted for most of the growth in oil demand and planet heating emissions. However, electric vehicles now make up 40% of new sales of cars in China and 20% globally, putting major oil and gas producers, quote, in a bind.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. October's supermoon is the closest of the year, and it's teaming up with a comet for a rare stargazing two-for-one. The moon will be 222,000 miles away tonight, making it seem even bigger and brighter than the August and September supermoons. A supermoon appears about three or four times a year. More details at srnnews.com.